Friends, I have with me today a large jar full of all sorts of different dice. Most of them are six-sided dice, some are four-sided dice, some are eight-sided dice, some are 10-sided dice, and some are even 12-sided dice. Now, the Word of God often speaks about the lot. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. And in Bible times, sometimes people would make decisions by casting lots. And I suppose to the onlooker, to the average man, the casting of the lot was just something that was based on sheer luck or sheer chance. Just like us today, rolling a dice, maybe making a decision based on the rolling of a dice. But the Word of God certainly does not promote the philosophy of luck or chance or something just happening outside of reason or sense or science or the sovereign plan of God. If you were to roll a dice, there's no such thing as luck as to whether that dice lands 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. The reality is that scientific factors come into play. The force with which the dice is thrown, the angle at which the dice is cast, the laws of gravity, the surface upon which it lands, maybe even wind direction, and all sorts of different things. And of course, those variables are so tight that it'll be very difficult to roll the dice exactly the same time every single way. But science laid aside, the Word of God says that the lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. And it promises us and assures us and teaches us that in the smallest details in life, God is absolutely sovereign. He's in control of absolutely everything. Not a sparrow, the Savior said, shall fall to the ground without your Father. And that text in Proverbs 16:33, the lot cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Now the truth and the doctrine and the reality of the sovereignty of God is a truth that is undermined, despised and rejected, even sadly amongst professing Christians. But the true child of God knows that God is sovereign. Hudson Taylor said, if he's not Lord of all, then he's not Lord at all. And the believer takes great comfort from the truth of the sovereignty of God, that the very hairs of her head are all numbered, that God has foreordained whatsoever cometh to pass. And as it says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, we know that all things, big things, small things, good things, bad things, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. God governs this universe. He governs our bodies, every cell, every principle, every principality, every power, every law is subject to Almighty God. The powers that be are ordained of God. He raises up one, he brings down another. God is sovereign, friends, in all things. He's God. And the fact that he is God denotes his sovereignty. He is Lord over all. And the scripture says that all things are working together for good to them that love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. So that you can be assured today that if you're a Christian, if you're a believer, God is in control. God is sovereign in the smallest details in life. He is in absolute control. In the Gospels, there's a lovely account of Peter being commanded of the Lord to go down to the side of the Sea of Galilee to take a hook, to cast it in. The first fish that he would take up would have a coin in its mouth. And that's exactly what happened. And so God was absolutely sovereign in who had that coin, how they dropped it, or whatever happened, that coin fell into the sea, maybe over the side of a fishing boat. A fish came along, maybe thought it was another fish, took it up in its mouth, kept it in its mouth for a season. Peter cast in his line. God guided that fish with that coin in its mouth at the right place at the right time to take up Peter's hook on in the midst of thousands of other fishes. And it shows us the absolute sovereignty of God in all things. Dear Christian, today, God is in control. Your Heavenly Father has you in His hand, and He is in control of all things, good or bad. All things are working together for a plan, for a pattern, for good. And we trust that the Lord will encourage you today in the knowledge that He is in control of everything. There's a little chorus we used to sing as children, "My God is bigger than I am, strongest of all. He is able to make the summer turn into fall. He controls all that happens. His power is plain to see, and I know I can trust Him, for with His power He cares for me." Something as simple as the rolling of the dice. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Proverbs 16 and verse 33. May God bless you. Thank you for listening. See you again very soon. Bye-bye.